This is the SM7B running direct into my Presonus interface. The gain setting is around about 2/3 of the scale, and with a condenser or a fairly high output dynamic, that's very, very good noise figures, and I don't have any problem recording with that. Using the SM7B at that gain setting really doesn't move the meters very much. I'm getting a peak of about minus 30 looking at the meter on Cubase at the moment. That's on the peaks. The average level is much, much below that. So I'm going to use the new inline preamp that I bought. It was a fluke. I got an advertising email came through from Studio Spares in England advertising the Imperative Audio FET Pre, a cloud lifter type device for exactly this sort of purpose. It was about £50, so I bought one and it's arrived. And what I'm going to do is unplug the cable from this mic, insert the preamp, and carry on the test. Now, because the level from this mic at the moment is so low, I'm going to normalize it. I think what I'm going to do is normalize it to minus 3 dB. And then for a comparison, I'll do exactly the same level on the normalization for the version with the preamp, which should give me a comparable output level. And any tonal differences hopefully should be audible, as any noise differences. So that's the plan of action. And I'll just swap over and add the preamp now. So here we go. The preamp's been added in circuit. I'm at the same distance from the microphone and I've got a considerably louder level. In actual fact, I mean, the peak level on the Cubase's meter at the moment is around about minus 6 on the input. That's a sizable difference. So the extra gain of this preamp is making a lot of difference. Now, whether that's going to come through in the tone of the mic and whether it's going to have any impact on the noise figure, I don't know. But once I've done the normalization, I'm sure our ears will give us the correct answer. This is the Coles Broadcast Commentator's microphone, which is a ribbon, being used direct into my Presonus preamp on a moderate gain setting. It's not turned up to excess. It gets a bit noisy near the top end of the scale. But I'm going to actually do the gain increase inside Cubase using the normalize feature. And I'll do exactly the same level adjustment on the version with the preamp. I bought these microphones sometime in the past 10 years. I bought the first one and a second hand, and I assumed it was faulty because it had such a low output. I bought another one, which is exactly the same. So they've not had much use because the output level was so low that I figured adding this amount of gain to make it audible was a bad move. But now we've got the new preamp arrived, and I'm going to put that in circuit and do this test all over again. Here we go. Here we go. This is the Coles Broadcast Commentator's mic with the addition of the preamp. So we've actually now got the lowest output microphone that I possess using the preamp into my Presonus interface going straight into Cubase. So you can get a good idea of the difference in tone, if any, that the preamp is giving it. It certainly gives extra level. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. As to whether it makes it sound better or not, I'll leave that up to you. But this is the Coles Commentator mic with the preamp in circuit.